Namaste, dear listeners, and welcome back to another enthralling episode of Bharat Ke Wow, where we delve into the rich tapestry of Bharat's culture, heritage, art, and architecture. Today, we embark on a mystical journey to Buddha Kshetra, where the Divine Lord Vishnu manifested as a resplendent flame, Pachai Vanna Perumal, nestled opposite to the majestic temple of Pavalavanna Perumal. This sacred abode stands as a testimony to the undying devotion of sage Marichi. The sage sought the truth behind Lord Rama's incarnation, questioning whether the divine could display human emotions and qualities. Determined to find answers, sage Marichi embarked on pilgrimage to the ancient city of Kanchipuram, where he immersed himself in deep penance and devotion to Lord Vishnu. And lo, in response to the sage's unwavering devotion, Lord Vishnu appeared in a mesmerizing greenish hue, bestowing upon him divine wisdom. The Lord revealed that the Ramavatara indeed occurred to rid the world of the menace of Ravana and to share blissful moments with the celestial Vanaras and other people. Touched by the sage's prayers, Lord Vishnu stayed in this sacred realm as Pachai Vanna Perumal, adorned in the captivating green emerald hue. The sanctum of Pachai Vanna Perumal, aptly named after his emerald-like complexion, houses Goddess Mahalakshmi, known as Maragadavalli Thayar, radiating a greenish glow, symbolizing their divine bond. The architectural marvel of the temple, with its gopura rising majestically above concentric rectangular walls, reflects the artistic brilliance of the Cholas, with later contributions from the Vijayanagara kings. Intriguingly, the Archa Vigraha of Lord Vishnu under the Vamana doesn't accompany Ubhaya Devis, Shri Devi and Bhu Devi, symbolizing the Lord's identity as Lord Rama during his incarnation. Fascinatingly, when Pachai Vanna Perumal manifested on earth, the divine serpent Adisesha couldn't come down. Hence, the Lord appeared as a radiant blaze atop Adishesha's hoods. Even today, the temple lamp named Nagadeepa signifies the supreme light of Lord Vishnu and Adishesha's presence. Legend has it that a Shri Chakra is installed beneath the image of Maragadavalli Thayar, worshipped as Yantra, Shri Goddess Lakshmi, and even as Devi Sita. Devotees seek refuge here to alleviate the malefic effects of Rahu and Ketu in their horoscopes, while also gaining the abundant blessings of Buddha, who incidentally adorns a green complexion. The temple reverberates with joy and devotion during the grand celebrations of the Brahmotsava. Vaishakha Vishakha and Ani Tirumanjanam, the 10-day Vaikuntha Ekadashi festival during the Margari, enchants all with its divine aura. As we conclude our ethereal sojourn to Buddha Kshetra, may the emerald-hued Lord Pachai Vanna Perumal grace your hearts and fill your souls with divine blessings. Thank you for joining us today. Until we meet again, keep exploring the wonders of Bharat, where every step reveals a wow moment. Namaste.